Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot to get to, today, a lot of news. But first I want to start about talking about how many of us deal with the challenges and the stress of taking care of a family member, a friend, and the care that many people need as they age or have a very chronic illness can be very taxing. And joining us next is Dr. William Logan, National Medical Director of Carelon Health, to talk to us about the challenges of living with a serious illness and how palliative care can benefit patients and caregivers. Dr. Logan, we really appreciate you coming on today.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, thank you for having me.
Wow. Well, we appreciate, you know, what you and everyone does with your team. Talk to us about options that people have, including palliative care.
So, Dr. Dahlia, palliative care is a medical specialty that specifically focuses on the relief of suffering. Now, any of us who have experienced any kind of illness understand that both the illness that we suffer and the treatment that we often have to go through in the healthcare system can cause suffering. And palliative care is a medical specialty that's specifically focused on helping patients and their caregivers deal with that suffering.
And, you know, people always confuse, and, you know, I speak about this on my show, but they confuse hospice with palliative care. Talk to us about the differences.
Boy, that's a great question, Dr. Dahlia. The hospice is a special kind of palliative care that's delivered specifically at end of life. But what most folks don't understand is that the medical specialty of palliative care doesn't just apply to end of life. Palliative care is effective and applies from the moment of diagnosis and can walk with someone through their whole disease journey, even if the disease is ultimately curable.
Mm-hmm. And palliative care, there is still coverage with insurance and Medicare. Can you talk to us about some of the coverage?
Absolutely. Carelon Health, the company that I work with, is a provider for all three lines of business, if you will. We have commercial insurance, we have Medicaid, and we have Medicare. Palliative care is often a benefit across all payers.
Beautiful. And, you know, for those of us that have taken care and will probably in the future have to take care of family members, talk to us about how it benefits us and how it also helps us.
So caregivers, Dr. Dahlia, as you well know, they're walking along that same path with that individual who is suffering from that disease. A recent New England Journal of Medicine article showed that the trajectory of suffering in caregivers is very similar and parallels the trajectory of suffering for the actual patient.
So true.
Palliative care works with the caregivers and the patient, so that the caregivers understand the disease processes, they understand the treatments that the individual is receiving, and because palliative care specialists provide that care alongside primary specialists and primary care providers, it helps to coordinate the care across all of the patient's doctors. That includes making sure that the medication lists are reconciled and aligned, and it helps with communication between patients and caregivers so that their thoughts and plans are aligned. It takes a lot of the stress and distress out of that caregiving role.
It's so true. Dr. Logan, you're the National Medical Director of Carelon Health. You've seen it all. You know, what else would you like to leave with our listeners in terms of what they should be thinking about when it comes to the challenging time of dealing with a family member and helping them through this?
I'd really like to emphasize again that palliative care is not just end-of-life care, and that it can help with distress of any kind that people are encountering as they suffer from a disease or encounter the healthcare system. To find that care in your community, we've got a great website, carelonhealth.com/palliative-care, and we'd love to be helpful.
That is wonderful. Dr. Logan, thank you and your team so much. One more time, if you could give the website.
Sure. It's carelonhealth.com/palliative-care. And thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia, for having me today.
Well, we appreciate you. Can't wait to have you back, Dr. Logan. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, on this show, we will talk about what a lot of people can't. I mean, and it's not easy. For those of you knowing something's coming down the pike, now, it's okay to feel that stress. I know. I mean, our family went through it with my grandparents, with our, it's not easy. And because there weren't a lot of resources, our family went bankrupt. I mean, you only had, X amount of resources. You only had X amount of money at the time, and family came first. And it doesn't have to be so difficult financially, emotionally, and family members try and do their best, because if you have family members like mine, like my father, and they're like, no doctors, I don't need any doctor, no. And they don't realize that the medical community is much better trained, much more empathetic, much more effective at care than a family member. And so the conversations that we have, unfortunately, are too late. We wait until they're already, suffering or sick. And maybe these are conversations that we need to have while everybody's healthy and say, look, if anything does take a turn for the worse, so nobody makes the wrong decision in the chaos of it all, what would you like? Who would you like to go to? Carelon? What company would you like helping you? And that's a conversation that has to be done before the chaos. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So election anxiety is a real thing. Politics anxiety. Anxiety from watching the news. If any of you are feeling pretty crappy right now, you're in a funk, you're a little nervous, it's totally normal. Now, if you can't go to work, if you can't be around your family, if you can't, you know, get help, we still want you to be able to function and live a healthy life. But if you are feeling very frustrated and anxious, I hear you. Remember there was that study looking at insomnia, and some people are kept up at night because of climate change? I think there's, you know, bigger, more acute things happening, but that you have more control over. But I get it. I get it. People are anxious. And so for those of us that watched the debate last night, and I didn't get to see all of it, but you kind of saw the back and forth. And listen, everybody up there has, credentials, and they have done, good things for their party and for their constituents. But I think part of our anxiety we have right now is what the hell is next year going to look like? The 2024 election year, not that we always know the year before what things look like, but is anybody happy with Biden running again? Is anybody happy with the idea that it could be Michelle Obama or Governor Newsom? Are people happy that it's going to be Trump? Are people happy with Nikki Haley, with DeSantis, with Ramaswamy? And so I think the elephant in the room is who can be the next greatest president and fix the mess we're in. And the bigger elephant in the room is, I don't think one person could do it. I think things are so far gone that we are going to be headed toward a civil war. When you see what's happening between Hamas, apparently some of the Hamas attackers were gang raping the women they had abducted and then shot one in the head while they were raping her. I mean, and to see people support that, if you have in your country people that think terrorism is okay, and that rape and murder and throwing babies into an oven is okay, it starts to make you kind of wonder who you're living next to. There was a shooting. A retired attorney, 77 years old, shot two people who were blocking the road in Panama. He's an American citizen, but he was in Panama. And there were people blocking the road. And boy, does that make people mad when they have a place to go and people are throwing themselves on the road because they're trying to protect the, protect their environment. We're shooting each other. And we killed a Jew who was holding a Israeli flag in Ventura County. Have you guys been to Ventura, California? Great city, great county. We're killing each other because of their religion and their support for Israel? What the hell is wrong with people? So if somebody asked me, who do I want for president? Well, and I think one of the candidates might be better than some of the other ones, but I want somebody who's going to flip and, unite the country. Tell people to stop shooting each other. Quit being anti-Semitic, racist, discriminatory. Secure the border. Put America first. Stop crime. Build our schools. Protect our schools. Fix our flailing healthcare infrastructure. And not screw up the economy. Now, we might have a candidate better than some of the other ones that could do that. But I think a lot of people right now are feeling, is any president going to be perfect? No. For those people that really support Trump, and all the issues he's going through, right now from the legal system, for those of us who feel that he is being targeted over and over and over again and people are doing their very best to try to keep him out of the race, keep going. You're our guy. For others who go, there's just so much drama. Do we need somebody young, vibrant? They're not excited for it. Or for those that don't vote conservative. Vivek Ramaswamy, I'm not sure what the hell he was doing yesterday. I think he is trying to be Trump 2.0. And he's failing at it. You know, Vivek Ramaswamy is a smart man, but he's green when it comes to politics, and he's a little green when it comes to knowing how to navigate a political field. But, you know, when Nikki Haley is starting to surge in the polls, and he's calling her Dick Cheney in three-inch heels, he doesn't have the Trump swagger. You know, he's 38 years old. He built a company, a lot of questions as to how much he needed to work with China in order, you know, to be as successful as he is. And he has a lot of potential and may later go far in the Republican Party. But I think maybe he needs to not do some of the stuff he's doing at these debates. And I know some people like that quirkiness and like that. But again, he's not Trump. And so it's not going to go far. Now, Trump went far. I think he made fun of Rand Paul's hair. A lot of people dislike Trump's quirkiness, too. But what do they like about Trump? Well, Trump says things that people are afraid to say, but want to say. Trump wants to secure the border, wants to stop illegal immigration, wants to stop cartel and terrorists from coming over. But hopefully still have an immigration policy for migrants and refugees. He wants to fix the schools, fix crime, stop the woke, stop the targeting of people who vote right. Okay, that, you know, is a pretty common theme with many of the candidates. But Trump's been in the White House before. So that's why Trump has a resounding lead. Nikki Haley is trying to come across as the one who knows foreign policy. And being ambassador to the UN, she does have more foreign policy experience than the other candidates. And so for those people who are like, we need somebody who understands foreign policy and will keep us strong and get, as we start to enter World War III, you know, be a strong commander-in-chief, some people feel she might work. With Ron DeSantis, he keeps bringing up he was a veteran, and he was. He brings up how he was able to make policy happen in Florida, has a lot of credentials under his belt, has a likability factor. You know, I met the guy, nice guy, but, you know, not enough to pull him ahead of Trump. And so Tim Scott, really nice. I love hearing him talk, but again, you know, do people feel like these individuals are going to be the ones to really run this country? And if Vivek is, you know, bringing up, you know, high heels and a woman and, you know, and is going back and forth on his support of Israel, it doesn't make him, again, a strong candidate. And so, on the Republican side, people are nervous. On the Democrat side, wow. Your president is being asked to not run again. That's got to be anxiety producing. Your president has been made fun of and put on AARP magazines and every other thing and has done older individuals a disservice by increasing age discrimination. His Bidenomics is a joke. And so as a Democrat, if we have to decide if we're Democrat, if we're going to double down on who we said was going to be perfectly fine for two terms, or dump them for another candidate. That's why they keep saying it's his age, it's his age. They want to say they dumped him because of his age. They don't want to say they dumped him because of policy. That's a problem. So, yeah, if you're anxious about this coming election, I don't blame you. It's stressful. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. The House has passed a stopgap bill that will prevent a government shutdown. The House voting in favor of a Republican plan to fund some departments until mid-January and the rest through early February. The House Speaker knows who he's supporting in the presidential election. The newly appointed Speaker of the House, Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson, expressed his full support for Donald Trump to run for president again. Tensions escalating at a congressional hearing with union leaders when Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen stood up, seemingly challenging Teamsters President Sean O'Brien to a fight. President Biden actively working to improve the relationship with China, scheduled to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco today. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while the country might not like those of us getting older, right, because we're using Social Security, and older individuals seem to be looked upon as not as useful, I want to grow old. To hell with everybody. And I'm going to do the best I can to be able to live long enough to see grandkids, great-grandkids. Of course, you know, my boys need to do a little bit better job of wooing, right, potential partners. My son has a girlfriend. She loves him, and he loves her, and she puts up with him. So as far as I'm concerned, she's a goddess. I mean, honestly, wow. Got to find somebody for my other son, but it's no rush. Let them take their time. But by the time they do have grandkids, or maybe great-grandkids, I hope I'm around. And so the American Heart Association has come up with 8 heart healthy habits called Life's Essential 8. And those who scored high using those and with those had a younger biological age. Now, some of you have seen these articles saying that people have a lower biological age than their age. They shave 10 years off their life. And you're like, okay, what the hell are they talking about? Right? But there is a theory that the more miles you put on your car, that car could be a 2022. But look at what happened to that Uber driver. After 15 months, his Tesla battery died. 15 months might not seem long in a car life, but you put a lot of miles on it, it does shave off time of the life. So we need to look at our bodies sometimes like a car. For me, I put on a lot of miles. And by the time I was 25, I was probably already a 40-year-old. When you're doing back-to-back 36-hour shifts, when you're seeing what you're seeing, the death, the misery, the amputations, and when you go through some of the trials and tribulations and you go through a lot of stress, you're putting on miles. Now, thank God I don't smoke. I don't drink alcohol. Well, I mean, not to a degree that would hurt you. Trust me, you offer me a strawberry daiquiri, I'm dropping the salad fork, okay? I'll grab it. But, you know, are we doing everything we need to protect our health? And so when you have two people who are, let's say, 50 years old or 60 years old, and one smoked, drank, did drugs, ate like crap, put their body through hell, they're going to probably appear a lot older than somebody who ate a lot of vegetables, exercised all the time, hydrated, slept well, avoided smoking, drank at a minimum. You know, Matt Perry, we don't have the final autopsy results yet. They have ruled out fentanyl and meth, which I really didn't suspect. You know, he was relaxing in his jacuzzi. He had been in and out of rehab. But when you look at him in his final days, he looks like he put on some miles. He didn't look like a healthy 54-year-old. And when people start to age quickly and look like they're aging quickly, and they're a star who has a lot of money, I mean, Brad Pitt, dang, guy's almost 60. And he looks like the way he did in his 20s and 30s. Now, how much of it is plastic surgery or Botox or fillers or, you know, good camera angles. But if he's taking care of himself, he is going to look younger, act younger. So the AHA, the American Heart Association, is going to be presenting on November 11th to the 13th in Philadelphia to talk about the essentials that you need. Because our chronological age and our phenotypic age are two different things. Chronological age is how old we were based on the year we were born. But the AHA is tracking phenotypic age, which looks at actual age, blood markers, looks at your metabolism, inflammation, organ function. And they say phenotypic age is a practical tool to assess our body's biological aging process and a strong predictor of future risk of disease and health. We've observed a dose-response relationship, meaning as your heart health improves, your biological aging will slow. So you could gain it back. Another thing people always say is, well, I'm screwed. Now, I grew up in the 60s. I'm done for. No, you're not done for. You can still redeem your health. You quit smoking, your lungs start to repair. You quit drinking, your liver can repair. I mean, assuming you don't need a transplant. You know, your heart will improve. We've found time and time again that we could improve our organ health. Now, you might not live till 140, but you might be able to gain another 10 years. So in the study, the researchers calculated the difference between actual and biological age for 6,500 adults who participated in the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey between 2015 and 18. They averaged 47 years of age, half for male, half for female. Those who scored high for heart health had a younger physiological age. The opposite was true for those with poor heart health. They say the average actual age of those with good cardiovascular health was actually 41, while their average biological age was 36. For those with low cardiovascular health, the average actual age is 53, but their biological age was even older, 57. And so what are the eight keys to living longer and have a better biological or phenotypic age? Well, follow a healthy sleep schedule. When you talk to these centenarians, especially in Europe, they wake up at the same time every day. They poop same time every day. They eat at the same time every day. They exercise at the same time every day. And they go to bed at the same time every day. Bodies are creatures of habit. Good habits, hopefully. So you go to bed at 10, wake up at 7. Try and stick to that. But if you sadly have to work graveyard and, you know, shifts and do shift work and get ripped out of sleep because of pets and snoring and all that, that could be a problem. Healthy sleep schedule, number one, don't smoke. Number two, not in terms of importance. Number three, get regular physical activity. You've got to move. Whether it's walking, hiking, treadmill, weights, sweeping, cleaning, walking the dog, sex, regular physical activity. You have to, number four, adhere to a healthy diet. Number five, maintain healthy glucose levels. Even if you're diabetic, keep those sugar levels normal. Maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Maintain healthy blood pressure. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, are you kidding me? We talk about this all the time. Tell us something new. It's not anything. It's going to be the same thing. Maybe every now and then somebody will say, bone up on your vitamin D. Get a little bit more sun. Maybe swim. Potty on a regular basis. But these eight things are always going to be consistent. And sometimes people need charts or infographics. But the take home to this is you're not screwed. You can always redeem your health. But when you have a family member, like when my father died at age 62, and I saw pictures of him kind of aging rapidly in the last year or two, that's a sign that he was probably biological age of 70 or 80. And he died and he's only 62. Yet my friends who are 62 look 20 years younger than he did. May he rest in peace. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So are vaccine mandates, such as the one with the COVID vaccine, unconstitutional? So we predicted that this would make it to the Supreme Court. I'm wrong. The Supreme Court rejected to hear a case. And there was an appeal that was brought forth to the Supreme Court. Katie Semsmy versus Governor Murphy of New Jersey, where the case was looking at four New Jersey nurses who got canned because they wouldn't get a COVID-19 vaccine. They cited religious freedom and health concerns. There is a U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit case that ruled that the mandate did not violate their constitutional freedoms. and allowed an executive order from the New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy to stay in place. This case got brought up to the Supreme Court, and they have rejected hearing it. So the lawyer for the four nurses said, "We are disappointed the Supreme Court did not take up the issue now, but hope it will take up this question soon, whether in this case, quote, after final judgment or another case. We need our highest court to provide guidance on this important question of liberty before another pandemic and another emergency vaccine." So many of us, especially in the medical field, wanted to know where the Supreme Court was going to stand on that, because it was not easy watching nurses who were on the front line, who obviously survived COVID. Most likely, if they did a blood test, would show antibodies, but were not given that option, and were told if you didn't get the vaccine, we would fire you. And many of us thought that this was a huge overstep, because currently, for example, to go to college, when college wants to know, a university wants to know that you've had your MMR vaccine, if you lost your vaccine card, your vaccination record, they don't force you to get another vaccine. There could be side effects, right? So what they do is they say, that's okay. If you don't have your vaccination card, then do a blood test to show immunity, to show your titers. So I had college students either ask for the vaccination record or ask for us to run the blood test. It showed they had titers, they showed the blood test, they didn't have to get injected again. And this has been something that we've been doing for years. Wasn't really much of an issue. So when the COVID vaccine mandate came about, and nurses are like, look, just draw my blood. I've been on the front line since day one. I am sure I have numerous antibodies. Go ahead, run my blood. That wasn't an option. You either had to get the shot or get fired. Now, you know and I know that back in 2021, when we were begging people to come back to work, firing anybody in our military, in our school systems, in our healthcare systems, would be insane to do, because we would not have enough people to come back to work. And what's happening now? Teacher shortage, trucker shortage, law enforcement shortage, firefighter shortage. We can't recruit to the military. We are having major issues recruiting to the military. And we fired thousands of people who wanted to serve and put their life on the line for this country. And you canned them because of a shot? That, it's ridiculous. So I've been dying to know what the Supreme Court would say on the subject. And apparently, nope. We're passing. In April of last year, the four nurses, Katie Szemsi, Jamie Rumfield, Deborah Hagen, and Mariette Vitti, filed a lawsuit against the state of New Jersey, arguing that the executive orders related to the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccine booster requirements were unconstitutional. In one portion of their complaint, the nurses mentioned Governor Murphy's Executive Order 283, which required healthcare workers to receive COVID-19 vaccinations and boosters. So not just the vaccine, but also boosters. This is being reported by Newsweek. And they say that EO 283 violates the liberty and privacy rights protected by the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, including the right to refuse medical procedures and the right to not be medically surveilled by government actors. They also argue that the vaccine mandates violated their religious freedoms. And one portion of the complaint explains that Szemsi was pregnant and did not want to receive a booster while pregnant. That was shocking. Remember, there was a nurse? I think she was from Brooklyn, or was it the Bronx, where she got fired because she was pregnant and she didn't want to get the vaccine. Yeah, and, you know, employers, they didn't know what to do. Because when there's a mandate, they have to stay open for business. It was not a good time. I mean, not only was COVID in and of itself horrible and one of the worst times in our recent history, but the mandate added to the chaos. So the challenge was dismissed by the lower court of appeals, The four nurses asked the Supreme Court to hear their arguments, and again, dismissed. So nobody is ruling it's constitutional per se. They just aren't taking the case. And I think we do need some guidance. The reason why there was a precedent set during the smallpox vaccine where somebody sued because he got fined for not taking the smallpox vaccine. And listen, I am pro-vaccines because tetanus, polio, hepatitis, it is amazing what we are able to protect nowadays with vaccines. But I am not in support of mandates and forcing it. And that's where the issue lies. A lot of medical providers feel that same way. Why? Because with anything you do, there has to be informed consent, even before we give a vaccine. In fact, I think the BBC reported that the CDC was overwhelmed with all the cases and reports of adverse events that came in from the vaccines. Maybe they were, you know, false. Maybe they were, incorrectly attributed to the vaccine, or maybe they were all true. But whenever there is an entity or there is a medical procedure or a medication that has potential side effects, and the side effects have been documented, myocarditis, blood clots, ITP, these are things that have to be taken into account, and that is why you allow people to have a choice. Now, the reason why this has still gone through is because the analogy of, well, nobody held you down. You were free to leave your job. The problem with that is if you're in healthcare and the government told hospitals that they will withhold funding, you can't get another job. You have then lost your career. Okay, that's different than, look, if you want to work at this one franchise location, you have to do it. If not, you can go to another franchise. No, not from the healthcare industry, not with the military. If one branch of military is going to fire you for not getting the vaccine, you can't go to the other branches of the military. And so this is an issue. And I thought the Supreme Court would at least look at the case. Because, yeah, we do need guidance. And other options weren't offered. Let people do a blood test if they want and show they have antibodies. That's what we do with colleges right now. And if a pregnant woman is fearful that there could be something that could affect the fetus or the baby, don't they have a right to say no? Now, somebody could say, yeah, well, she did have a right. She just isn't going to work. That's not an option. That's blackmail. So, as I said, there are vaccines we have, even the COVID vaccines, that I think help save lives. You just can't force it. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.